If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
What a treat it is here to end our show here tonight with, we will call him a Dynamo legend. The word legend gets thrown around a little bit freely sometimes. In this case, 100%, he is Oscar Boniac Garcia, and he joins us now. Oscar, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's wonderful to see your smile via Zoom here.
You're welcome.
Let's just talk about retiring. I mean, how difficult was this? How did you come to the decision?
La verdad que un tema ya hablado con la familia desde el año anterior, donde teníamos la decisión tomada de que iba a ser mi último torneo en Honduras y luego posteriormente regresar a Houston a estar más con la familia.
Glenn, this is a decision that we took almost a year ago as a family, one where we were able to just kind of look at, you know, what the future was, and I think we all came to the same conclusion that I had one more year that I wanted to play in Honduras and then come back and just spend more time with the family, be more present, and that's how we got here.
Now you, I mean, it's remarkable. You're 38 years old. The extension of your career, the way you took care of yourself. I always said it over the years you were here, how professional you were on, off the field, in every moment of your life. How important is that for a footballer?
Creo que lo primordial siempre fue la disciplina. Creo que cuando mantuve una disciplina aceptable, creo que eso me llevó a tener una carrera bastante larga, a mantenerme en óptimas condiciones y el poder competir al lado de cada, ya sea jugador joven o experimentado, el poder trabajar duro y expresarle mi trabajo al jugador joven que viera mi esfuerzo cada día.
Glenn, it was all about discipline, whether it was playing with younger players or playing with individuals who were much more experienced, that didn't change. And if anything, that's what I try to pass on to the next generation, that discipline will get you far in this career. It definitely played a key role in how I ended up getting to be able to enjoy this sport for as long as I did.
World Cups and Olympics, you've played in these. This is remarkable stuff. This is rarefied air for any athlete. Can you maybe put into words what it meant to represent your country in a World Cup and in an Olympics?
Bueno, en las Olimpiadas no tuve participación, pero sí en la Copa Mundial creo que fue un orgullo para mí el haber estado representando a mi país, el haber estado ahí, cantar el himno, el jugar, creo que fue bastante importante a lo largo de mi carrera el haber disputado dos mundiales.
Glenn, there's definitely no better joy than those two World Cups where I was able to sing the national anthem, play and represent my country. Those are the things that stick with you throughout your career. Those are the moments that you definitely remember. So when I look back at my career, there's great pride and joy in being able to present my country on that stage in those two tournaments.
Was that your favorite moment in football, being at the pinnacle, being at the World Cup?
Sí, la verdad que para todo futbolista, creo que llegar al Mundial es una consagración, una graduación del poder disfrutar un Mundial. Y para mí fue algo memorable el haber estado en dos Mundiales.
Absolutely, Glenn. I think every single footballer, you ask them about where they want to play, what kind of goals they have. The World Cup, it's at the top of the list. So for me, there's definitely nothing better than being able to represent my country at those two tournaments.
Oscar Boniac Garcia joining us here on ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. Plays professionally till the age of 38. Started with Olimpia in Honduras, had a brief loan at Marathon. Came to the Houston Dynamo, played more games in his career with the Dynamo than even Olimpia, 235 with 13 goals. Oscar, the way you planned out your career was pretty good because you started with Olympia, you were able to end with them. How much thought went into that?
Bueno, para empezar, en maratón no play. No jugué en maratón, solo jugué en Real Maya, Olympia y Houston Dynamo. Y creo que fue algo bastante importante el haber iniciado una carrera grandiosa que me dio a conocer Olympia. Luego, posteriormente, me dio la oportunidad de salir a Houston Dynamo. De Houston Dynamo me abrió las puertas nuevamente a Olympia y después me retirar de la mejor manera con ellos siendo campeón.
Glenn, I think when I kind of look at the trajectory, I mean, I've only played for a handful of teams, Olympia being one where I found success. They paved the path for me to get to the Dynamo. I was able to, you know, have my time here. A lot of memories, a lot of moments where that, you know, those various kind of circumstances kind of stick with me. And then when I kind of look at the twilight of my career, being able to go back, they received me with open arms, and then being able to leave with a title, I don't think you can paint it in any better way.
Oscar Boniek-Garcia joining us. By the way, 134 caps for Honduras, 3 goals. I was at the game when Honduras was playing El Salvador, and I think Dominic Kinnear, the head coach of the Dynamo, was there, and I spoke with him, and he was there to scout another player, but everybody was talking about this winger named Oscar Boniek-Garcia, and he ended up being a Houston Dynamo. So I think, I don't know who Dom came to see initially, but the Dynamo got a great one in Oscar Boniek-Garcia. Did Olympia have a special night for you, you know, when you announced your retirement? And like you said, what a way to end winning the title.
Bueno, respecto a hablar sobre un partido de retirada, creo que, perdón, mi sueño es hacerlo Olympia-Houston. Esperemos en un futuro se pueda dar ese partido. Y bueno, realmente el técnico de Olympia no lo esperaba que me fuera a retirar, pero ya era una decisión tomada. El club lo tomó de la mejor manera. Ellos querían que siguiera 6 meses, pero bueno, ya había tomado la decisión de dejar el fútbol.
Glenn, so no official talks ongoing yet, but for me, the dream kind of retirement or homage would definitely be Dynamo against Olympia in a friendly, being able to take part in something like that here down in the future. So we'll start looking at that here relatively soon. But I think overall, when I was having these conversations with them, they were very receptive. They did want to keep me for about 6 more months. But I told them that at that point, my mind was made up and I was going to go in a different direction.
That I'm all for the Dynamo versus Olympia testimonial game for Oscar Boniek-Garcia. And by the way, you get to keep all the receipts from the gate that night, too. I also will put that forward. all right. So, and by the way, we're really thankful to Edgar Valise, who's doing the translation here, as always, does a wonderful job. What's next for you, Oscar? I don't see a life without football for you. Is it one day coaching? Do you want to coach youth? Do you want to eventually be a part of a professional setup? Maybe the Dynamo, maybe Olympia. What's next for Oscar Boniek-Garcia?
Bueno, en este momento estoy entrenando en la academia con mis hijos. Estamos entrenando ahí, estoy apoyándolos ahí, ayudándolos tanto a ellos como al equipo. Estoy empezando a formarme también. Recién estoy empezando a crear una fundación Boniek, que se trata de ayudar a crecer a los jugadores desde pequeña edad hasta un crecimiento aceptable, ayudarle en el crecimiento futbolístico.
Glenn, I think that as of right now, that's still being decided, but I think I'm pretty much will be definitely affiliated with the game in some form or fashion. Currently, actually, I am coaching my kids at the Houston Football Association, and you know, That's definitely one way to stay in the game. I think another way is I'm really proud of this, that I am starting my own foundation, the Boniek Foundation, and our goal there is to pave the path for young kids to be exposed to the game, get to know the game, and have the resources that maybe they wouldn't have otherwise and kind of maybe be able to grow it even further.
Oscar Boniek-Garcia, former Houston Dynamo, Olympia, Honduran national team joining us. I always knew that you were conscious of what was going back on in your country with youth. I saw that from you earlier in your career when you were here in Houston. How did you get to that point of wanting to make sure that you didn't forget where you came from?
Siempre creo que fue bastante siempre fue bastante importante el tener acercamiento con mi gente en Honduras, siempre con el respaldo de Houston Dynamo, siempre con el apoyo de ellos. Y siempre que tuve el apoyo de ellos, pues yo también pude expresar mi solidaridad con mi pueblo.
Glenn, it was definitely important to me when I was here to have that connection back home. I was grateful that I had the support of the team, the organization to do that and double our efforts essentially. So grateful for that. And in terms of just having that connection, I mean, that's never left. You know, one of the reasons I was longing to go back is just that connection was always there. So very important to me and very grateful to be able to do this more so now.
Family's always important. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I remember doing an interview with you many years ago where you spoke very highly of your mother.
Sí, realmente que mi madre fue la persona más importante a lo largo de mi carrera. El apoyo que me brindó siempre fue importante. Siempre estuvo en todo momento apoyándome y creo que fue algo bastante importante a lo largo de mi carrera. También incluye a mi esposa, que fue parte fundamental de esta larga carrera, que estuvo ahí en los momentos duros, siempre apoyándome. Creo que fueron bastante importantes estas dos personas para mí.
Absolutely, Glenn. She was pivotal to my career. She's probably one of the most important people in getting me to get to this point, to be able to enjoy the career as long as I did. Additionally, I would add my wife to that, just because she was also there for me throughout the ups and the downs of this difficult career and always supporting me. So I would definitely say that both of those individuals were massive in terms of just how I was able to sustain the career that I did.
Former Houston Dynamo Oscar Boniac Garcia joining us, over 100 caps for Honduras, well over 200 games for the Houston Dynamo. Oscar, when I look at your career and all the directions it's gone in, and then I put into the category Minor Figueroa, Albert Elis, Kyoto. Do you feel proud that you helped to bring MLS to the attention of Honduran football fans?
No, realmente que la Liga MLS ha crecido bastante y va a seguir creciendo. Creo que el haber hecho una larga carrera aquí, el haber mostrado y el haber abierto puertas para el futbolista hondureño, creo que eso me llena de orgullo y de bastante importancia porque sé que, quieras o no, con mi presencia aquí en la MLS, muchos equipos echaron sus ojos para Honduras para poder traer jugadores también destacables para aquí, para la liga y que puedan rendir al máximo.
Glenn, I definitely take a lot of pride in that. It's incredible just to see how much the league has grown recently. So to play a role in that and to have, I guess, certain moments also where I could say that, you know, we definitely did pave the way and open door for the next generation of Hondurans to enjoy and kind of be able to play in this league is definitely something that's gratifying just because there's so much talent down there and very grateful to play a role in that with my time here in Houston.
Being gone a couple years, does anything look different in this league when it comes to the play on the field?
Mucho, mucho. La verdad que ha crecido bastante. Hasta me atrevo a decir que hoy por hoy estamos arriba de la Liga Mexicana. Se ha demostrado tanto a nivel de equipo como a nivel de selección que ha sobrepasado la MLS en ese sentido.
Glenn, I'd say it's very different. It's just other, or it's grown so much. I think when you kind of look at the infrastructure, the facilities, and now more so the talent, I think we surpass what you see in Mexico with that league over there, and that, you know, they just have so much history and that traditional component. But I think the way MLS is trending and how the advancement has kind of gone forward, I would definitely say that we are, you know, making leaps and bounds in terms of just being able to not just match them, but surpass them as well.
Bonet Garcia joining us here. We're going to wrap this up in a minute or so, but remind people how you got the name Boniac, because it was a very famous Polish footballer. Your father was also a professional soccer player with Olympia.
No, por el futbolista famoso polaco Boniek, Bignik Boniek. Bueno, en sí eran dos nombres que mi papá había mandado para que mi mamá me pusiera. Uno era el brasileño Jairzinho y el otro era Boniek. Y pues a mi mamá le encantó más Boniek y pues con él nos quedamos.
My dad gave my mom two choices. It was either going to be this Brazilian player, Jairzinho, or Boniek, and my mom absolutely loved the name Boniek. So it worked out. He's a famous Polish footballer. And yes, my dad was definitely a big fan of the game. So it worked out. That's how that specific name came to be.
He also, by the way, Boniek played for Juventus, a very famous footballer that he was named after. Well, you absolutely lived up to it. There's no question about that. Will you reside and will you be living in Houston now in the future?
Yes, estoy viviendo aquí con mi familia y pues aquí vamos a quedarnos radicando.
Yeah, this is good news. This is good news. Our community is better with Oscar Boniek Garcia and his family in it. Very much. All right, last one before I let you go. Should I ever visit Roatan?
Yes. Te lo recomiendo. Hermoso.
Highly recommend. You should absolutely go.
Oscar Boniek Garcia for the Honduras Travel Association. We appreciate that comment. Oscar, tremendous stuff. Thank you so much for coming on. It's wonderful to see you. What an amazing career. Everybody honors you for that. And I'm for one. I know most people are. Everybody's ready and excited that you're going to be in Houston.
Muchas gracias, Glenn David, siempre por el recibimiento tan agradable que me brinda. Y bueno, estamos para la hora.
Glenn, thank you very much for having me. Definitely grateful for all the experiences we've been able to share and look forward to catching up here shortly.
I like giving those Boniek Garcia goal calls and assists. No question about it. Thank you, Oscar.